Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
UWM Chancellor Mark Mone already apologizing this week.
Yeah, just yesterday or the day before, right?
For his handling of the resolution that ended the protests in Milwaukee. UW-Madison first tried police to remove the encampment there, later capitulated and ended up negotiating with the protesters in Madison. So if I were Chancellor Mone or Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin in Madison, I would not pick up the phone with any incoming 202 area code. Right? Just...
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
And streaming live anytime on the YouTubes, WTMJ.com, WTMJ mobile app. Click the Watch Now button or text WATCH to 855-616-1620. We'll bring you inside the studio. And everything that we do is posted on our podcast page as well, wherever you get your podcasts. So if you missed anything, if you missed the first couple hours of the show, you missed a lot.
A lot of good stuff.
Saying. I don't want to tell you everything, but missed some good stuff today. The new season of Bravo's Top Chef on TV now. It's, of course, happening right here in Wisconsin.
I'm Kristen Kish, and this season, we're shaking things up.
We're in Wisconsin, but what do you think we're going to see this year?
You know, going into Wisconsin, going to Milwaukee, there's going to be cheese, there's going to be bratwurst.
I need dairy.
And beer.
And a lot of beer.
Episode 10 airing Wednesday night, featuring the Wisconsin traditions of a meat raffle and a classic fish boil there on the shores of Lake Michigan. Aired just hours after our local chef testant, Dan Jacobs, was holding court at the Summerfest preview party.
Yeah, we saw him.
By far most popular guy at the event.
I'd say so. He was the only one that got to speak, too, at the podium. You didn't see any other vendors up there.
WTMJ's Sandy Max talked with Chef Dan and attended that local watch party as well Wednesday night, live with us in studio. Morning, Sandy.
Good morning. I got the tippy-toe dance when I saw Chef Dan at the Summerfest preview party last night because I did not expect to see him there. And I feel like I know him now after watching... Last night was the 10th of 14 episodes of Top Chef Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I feel like it's flown by. There are four more episodes or three more episodes, 14 episodes total. But it is funny, you know, when you see somebody, you're like, I know him. Oh, my God. And I'm like, I'm grabbing Eric by the elbow. I'm like, it's Chef Dan. It's Chef Dan. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're a journalist. Calm down. You know, but he was very nice and it was cool to get to talk with him. And it is a milestone for Dan Dan, a restaurant that's been really highly regarded for 8 years now in our city. They're now going to be part of Summerfest for the very first time.
Well, let's go ahead and start with your conversation with him.
And then get to Top Chef.
It's interesting to me because born and raised here, you know, like Milwaukee doesn't have a lot of celebrities, right? Like real legit celebrities.
We yearn for them.
Yes. Yeah, so like this guy has got to be the hottest thing going right now in the city.
And the celebrities we do have are elite. The Giannises, the Ukes, who are the best at what they do.
Right.
So here's another person who's the...
Indeed.
At what they do.
Yes. So what did you talk with Dan about? You talked to him a little bit about Summerfest, how he's a part of the event?
Yeah, and this is a big deal for him, being at Summerfest for the first time.
This is our first year in Summerfest. We're thrilled to be part of the Summerfest lineup of chefs and restaurants. You know, we're going to be on the north end across from the U-Line stage. We'll have about six items there on the Dan Dan menu. Just want to have a good time with it. And we're real excited to have our first opportunity in Summerfest.
I think that's interesting, Sandy, because for folks who might want to go out there and like get a reservation at the restaurant, that's a tough pull right now.
Yeah, it's very popular. And I have been watching him make all these creative dishes. So immediately I looked at Eric and I'm like, we have to sample. What do you have? So this is what one of the menu items that he was serving. And it was zingy. It was delicious.
Yeah, that was the salad dish. I don't have that one. But
it's smashed cucumber salad that had garlic, but it had some sort of seasoning in there.
Definitely had a spice in there.
Yeah.
It has some heat. It's fantastic. Yeah,
but like that summertime, like you're going to want to have a cup of this in the summertime. And I asked him what else was on the menu.
We're going to do pork dumplings, Dan Dan noodles, General Tso's cauliflower. We'll do egg rolls, happy chicken. Just a nice little tight menu, but just, you know, some fun stuff.
Happy chicken goes right in with the Summerfest logo, the big smile.
It does.
He was super friendly and entirely happy to talk with you.
And I remembered to talk to the other Dan, because it is Dan Dan. Because I think, you know, Chef Dan Jacobs is getting so, you know, starstruck and all of it. He was like, oh, you know, where are my manners and how are you? And I was like, but I actually Because as soon as I walked up to Chef Dan Jacobs, you know what he said.
I can't talk about that.
He's like, I'm glad to talk with you, but
nice
I can't
to see you.
Say,
I can't tell you what happened.
Yeah. And I'm like, I am not here to ruin the experience for him, for anyone. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not here to do a gimme, do a getcha. You know, right. Let's not
try to trick you into answering right. or saying something you're not supposed
but
to.
But he survived a heck of an action-packed episode last night. You had explosions, you had blood, you had swearing. Last
nice.
Night was the Top Chef episode to watch if you haven't seen them yet.
So tell me about the fish boil, because that is such a Wisconsin staple, and apparently on the shores of Lake Michigan,
right
we
Grant
showed
Park
really well, right?
South Milwaukee. Yeah.
Look good?
Yeah. Gorgeous. The Lake Michigan was absolutely deep, beautiful blue. I will say that even like the sand looked like Cancun white sand. You know, it was like, yes. Oh, I've strolled that beach many a time. It's like, oh. I don't remember it looking quite that
they
picturesque.
They must have combed it.
Exactly. Yeah, they made it beautiful. But yeah, that's where this whole, they had to cook and serve. This was another one of those episodes where they serve like 100 diners on the beach, plus the chef, testant, judges.
Anybody we know in that crowd?
Yeah, this is one of those episodes where it checked the boxes, whether you're a longtime fan because 6 former Top Chef contestants and winners came back to be part of the elimination competition challenge in different ways. And if you've never seen it before, this was just, hey, you learned we love a meat raffle for the quickfire challenge. Yeah, so, and they explained what that is.
How did they work awesome. That into a thing?
It was the quickfire challenge. And it was, this is one of those Midwestern traditions that we certainly embrace here in
love
Wisconsin.
Love the meat raffle.
And explained it. And they, through Art Smith, who used to be Oprah's chef, showed up in white pants, white shirt, and a red blazer, and like red horn rim glasses.
Nice.
And Chef Tessent Michelle described him as like a Santa Claus who knows a lot about food, a fancy Santa Claus who knows a lot about food. But so he knows his stuff. And so he had a little ping pong ball machine and drew out names randomly. That's how they got to choose their meats. But it ranged from Chef Dan Jacobs being chosen early and he got a Chateaubriand. Kind of like a filet mignon.
Okay.
But the last chef testant literally got lunch meat, basically spam in a can.
All right, well, let's see what we can do with that.
And he did just fine. Yeah, but so that's how the meat raffle worked in and was fun for that
fried bologna. Anyone get fried bologna?
Why not? You know, if you can make it gourmet, we'll have that at Summerfest. But the actual fish boil, it was funny. At the end of that quickfire challenge, I said, okay, get comfy, change clothes, let's meet out back. Everybody's like, what? Mm-hmm. And I've since learned that this kitchen that you see is in a warehouse at Oak Creek. So out back is just this green grassy area, but you see it. There's the big old vat on top of some wood.
Nice.
And I think no one had seen this before. Even the chefs, like Gail Simmons, like laughed and went, this is insane. And there's a man named Torch, who's legendary in Door County with Ephraim's, the post office restaurant. This is what he does.
Yeah.
He's a master fish boiler. There's a name for it, but he's the guy who runs up, douses the kerosene, and we all stand back and watch.
Yep.
But it was mad respect. Like, everybody's watching it going, oh, my God. But for Chef Dan, our Milwaukee guy, he hates fish boils. He has flashbacks from his first job in Door County. Like, he literally, he has quotes like, it's just not my thing. At the end of it, I won't give you great spoilers, but, like, he did well in the competition, but he did not win him over. He's like,
okay,
no,
but we still see him next week, right? He's still
yeah,
alive. Okay, good.
Yeah. Did not have to pack his knives. But I mean, it when you see this column of flame, I know we've all been around it, but it's still woof. It's respectful. And then here's where the blood comes in. One of the chefs.
Wait, yeah. Please.
Important follow up that we forgot to ask you.
Like, but you know, every time they say pack your knives, like, I am the worst in the kitchen. Like, I have mad respect for an oven. I'm always like, heat. Knives, I'll get them sharpened because that's how they're best, but they still scare me. One of the chef testants, she is deciding to debone the fish first.
Oh.
Gouges her hand. Yay. And it's like, medic. You know, like, calm, cool, and collected, but she was a trooper. But it messed up her mental game,
oh,
which is so key
and
in this
dish.
Competition. Well, yeah, it was all clean, but you did see blood, but she was a trooper. She finished the entire fish boil for 2.5 hours and then went to urgent care. And when she came back after, you know, before the judge's table, they stitched her up.
No Brewers tonight, so we got your show, What's on
Tap?
Yeah,
yeah, I'll dig it a little bit deeper and have some more audio with Chef Dan at the Summerfest
awesome.
Event. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Sandy. Appreciate it. Top Chef,
thank you, Sandy.
Episode 11 next week.
I think it's actually huge. I think it's going to change the way our chef testants play the game.
When I say win, you say Consen. Win!
Consen!
Woo!
8:25 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Back to the Future once again. Something to watch today. Have to be kicking off later this morning. In the weeks to come, to watch this as well. In the wake of the campus protests that swept the nation, resulted in days-long encampments at UW-Madison and Milwaukee here in Wisconsin as well. Campus leaders once again being summoned to Capitol Hill to face questions from lawmakers about their handling of these recent events. Just backing up again, you have the pro-Palestinian protesters across the country who took up space, occupied that space on college campuses in protest in the war on Gaza. And in some cases, university leaders made deals to get them to back down. And now House Republicans are calling them on the carpet. Today in Washington, you'll have the leaders from Northwestern, Rutgers, and UCLA set to go before the House Committee on Education and the Workforce, which is the committee that's been investigating how colleges have been responding to the protests and allegations of anti-Semitism.
We've heard from this committee before.
First time, and most famously, was, what was that, late last year when they brought the Ivy League?
Was it that long ago already?
I feel like it was, like late last year or early this, when they brought the leaders from the Ivy League campuses, several of them, before this committee, and some of those presidents testified and did not do well. Resulted in further scrutiny. They had the spotlight on them and ultimately got the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and University of Pennsylvania. Both of those leaders lost their jobs after testifying on Capitol Hill because they did so poorly. The Associated Press describes it as they gave cautious, halting answers to questions about whether calls for the genocide of Jews would violate their school's conduct policies. And they didn't quickly enough or emphatically enough say, yeah, obviously that would violate our policies. Causing those members of Congress to be like, wait, it wouldn't?
Right.
And then others, and then there was more scrutiny, and there was more to the backstory of both of those presidents who lost their jobs. But that put the spotlight on them.
Yep.
So why Rutgers and Northwestern today? We know UCLA, that was the one where things got violent,
yeah, it got
right?
a little intense at times at UCLA.
So you'll have that university president is expected to testify, but also Rutgers and Northwestern. I don't remember hearing about them in the news.
They had come to agreements earlier, right?
Aha!
Planned a deal with the encampment folk.
And that's it. Those two universities, because the committee is expected to focus with them on the agreements that they reached with these protesters. Associated Press and ABC News contributing to the reporting here. At Northwestern, the administration agreed to reestablish an advisory committee on its investments that includes student, faculty, and staff input. Rutgers agreed to meet with five student representatives to discuss the divestment request. Remember, we heard a lot about that. We wanted protesters wanted universities to divest themselves of any investments tied to Israel. And apparently because of that agreement, that's landed them under the scrutiny of this congressional committee. If you're wondering what kind of reception they're about to get, why they may not be excited about their trip to Washington, here's the chair of the committee. This is Congresswoman Virginia Fox, Republican, North Carolina. The committee has a clear message for mealy-mouthed, spineless college leaders. Congress will not tolerate your dereliction of your duty to your Jewish students. Good morning, Congresswoman.
And hello.
And hello. So that's what they're in for today.
So then the question becomes, who will be asked to step down from their position in 8 hours?
Yeah. And how do they frame, even for those, even if they want to fully defend how they handled situations, you find yourself under this scrutiny, you find yourself under hostile questioning.
Oh, yeah.
And how are these leaders going to stand up? And I turn this back on now here back in Wisconsin, our school leaders. UWM Chancellor Mark Mone already apologizing this week.
Yeah, just yesterday or the day before, right?
For his handling of the resolution that ended the protests in Milwaukee. UW-Madison first tried police to remove the encampment there, later capitulated, and ended up negotiating with the protesters in Madison. So if I were Chancellor Mone or Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin in Madison, I would not pick up the phone with any incoming 202 area code. Right? Just, I am not looking forward to that call.
Nope, it's summer break. Got to go on sabbatical. Got to go do
something. Stuff's over. We sent everybody home. The camp is gone. Right? Not excited to testify.
Although I
when
wonder,
asked.
See, I posed this question to you before. I wonder if because we're in a battleground state, if our folks will be protected here a little bit. Because you don't want to rock the boat too much when, you know, votes can sway an election potentially here in Wisconsin.
Because you don't know how it would play politically, is
yes,
what you're saying,
how
right?
would it play politically here in the Badger State? So would they actually want to bring them to Capitol
Could
Hill?
It backfire, right?
Yes.
If their intention was to embarrass
right.
them.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, because all things are political.
Absolutely.
So there is that, but that's something to watch today on Capitol Hill. 8:30 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Big night tonight at the White House. They got a state visit here with the Kenyan president, William Ruto, from Kenya. First state visit by a Kenyan president in 2 decades. Wide-ranging talks today expected to include debt relief for Kenya, as well as a way forward for Haiti, Ukraine, Sudan, and some other areas. They'll also focus on some trade ties and what they can build in a relationship there. So they'll
yeah,
have...
but that's not why you're bringing this. That's not why you're talking about
There's
this story
also,
today.
Yes, they got themselves a good old state dinner. You know me.
Yes.
I like a good old-fashioned state dinner at the White House. So, yes, a glitzy black tie affair at the White House tonight. Several guests will be there in honor of the Kenyan president and his wife. Country star Brad Paisley will be in the house. You know Paisley?
He's said to be a fan, the president of Kenya.
Yeah. He likes country music.
And Nationwide is on your side.
That's the guy. That's the Paisley guy. He's kind of funny,
number
too.
Number one song.
Also, the Howard Gospel Choir will provide entertainment. That's big, too. The Kenyan president loves gospel, so he's got a very eclectic taste there. Would you like to know?
Yes, what's on the menu? What are we serving tonight? The Wagyu beef or...
No.
No?
Guests will dine on a summertime-style meal, chilled tomato soup, and bratwurst. I'm kidding. There's no bratwurst.
Why not?
A lobster poached in butter, marinated in short ribs with kale and roasted corn. They got banana ganache as one of the desserts.
Roasted corn. Can't be corn on the cob. I want. We were joking before. I want all out like Scotty barbecue.
Wouldn't it be great?
Look, corn on the cob.
President Biden's got the hat on. He's got the chef hat on. He's got the cob rolled up in aluminum foil.
You want him at the grill?
You're kind of steaming it.
You got to soak him first.
He's on the grill. Yes.
Hey, Rudy. What's his name? Ruto. President Ruto.
It's William Ruto.
Yeah, Rudy. You got to soak him first. That's the trick. Look, folks.
That
charcoal
would be awesome.
Only, not gas.
He's got the apron.
How do you like
there.
It?
Oh, that's not how you grill the corn. There's a better way.
Let me show you. Brats or burgers? What are we having?
So what I haven't been able to find is the guest list. Usually there's a couple of big names that pop up in there. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm sure tomorrow there'll be plenty to say about this phenomenal event.
Virtual baseball and a pair of Brewers tickets are on the line if our contestant is the winner today. We're going to do it next. I need a player. WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. What should we do, G? Which caller number? Greg wants caller number 5. Give Pancake a call back there in the booth. Caller number 5 plays virtual baseball. Pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers are on the line next.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. On the line with us, playing virtual baseball this morning with a pair of Brewers tickets on the line, is Eric in Cudahy.
Oh, baby!
All right, nice reception for Eric. What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Good. You know how the game works?
I do.
All right, let's run through it for everybody, though. I have 20 Brewers highlights that are labeled 1 through 20. You and Vince will each select 3 of those highlights. Whoever's highlights total up to the most runs scored is the winner. There's no ghost runners. There's nothing like that. And I promise we'll actually have more runs scored today. It's almost a virtual guarantee. We had some serious shutting out going out last week. So that won't happen. So, Eric, here's your options. You can either be the home team or the away team. Which would you prefer?
I'll be the home team.
Home team for you. That means okay. Mr. Vetrano goes
Vinny's up first. Highlight number six.
Number six today is Oliver Dunn.
And the pitch. Struck him out swinging. And this one.
All right. Well, so I promise.
What was that, a game ender?
Oh, listen to that. Jeez. Listen to how annoyed he sounded.
And the pitch.
Listen to you, Kier.
Struck him out swinging.
I swear, there is someone's going to score a run.
Good start. All right, I'll take cut number seven.
Number seven is Willy Adames.
Now Adames lines one off the glove of the third baseman Rivera and into left field. Yelich trots home. Adames on his way to second. An RBI double, and the Brewers lead it 7-5.
All right, excellent. One run.
All right, so I'm up 1-0, and yep. I will take number 10, please.
Last hit for you. Your swing is going to Jackson Churio.
Waukesha. Chris won a gift card jackpot of $650 to Woodman's. High fly ball, deep left field. Reynolds back. Bye-bye baseball. Jackson Churio
there you
for
go.
The fifth time this year.
The two-run shot there.
Oh, nice. All right.
So what's your total?
The Woodman's reference. Ay caramba. Churio just left the yard. 3-0 for me.
All right, Eric, your turn. You got to score at least three.
Oh, I like his chances. And also, I want you to win, Eric.
I know. Let's go with number 15.
15, all right.
You said 15?
Yeah.
All right, that is
15.
Oliver Dunn.
And here's Oliver Dunn. And first pitch to Dunn is a rocket off the glove of Alonso. It kicks into shallow right field. First to third goes Hoskins. He's in there sliding safely. And Oliver Dunn with his first big league hit.
Exciting and all, but
yeah,
no runs scored. Mm. And I promise someone will score more runs. Go ahead.
All right, let's go with number two.
Number two. All right, number two today is Willy Contreras.
3-1. And that is a sharply hit ground ball to short. Anderson plays it on a couple of hops, runs to the bag at second, retires Contreras.
All right, now come on.
Jesus.
Come on, you guys. I swear there's only like two outs in this thing. I made sure there was more runs scored.
Okay, so it's 3-0 here. And Eric's down to his final batter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a Jake Bauer Grand Slam in there?
No, we already ran that one last week.
Oh, boy.
It's all right, though. There are some three-run jacks in here. That I can promise you.
Okay, so if there's three-run jacks, let's go with number three.
Number three today. All right, let's take a look here. It's William Contreras.
Out of the windup. Here it comes. And a high fly ball left center field. This ball is going to be back there and gone! Contreras hits it out to one of the deepest parts of the park.
And
there you go.
What a battle! Contreras wins it. It's a three-run shot.
Oh! That's the Verlander one. Oh, fantastic.
We're tied.
All right, so we're tied. So here's what happens. Extra innings it is. We have two highlights, Eric. A or B. One of them is a walk-off winner. The other is a game-ending loser. If you pick the right one, you walk away with two tickets to see the Brewers. Which will you choose? Highlight A or highlight B?
The last time I played this, I played with Toya Washington, and I picked B for Bob Uecker. So I'm going to go B for Bob Uecker.
All right. Joey Ortiz at the plate.
1-1. Line passed. Jermaine Jones in into left field for a base hit. Miller trots home. And Joey Ortiz, with his fourth RBI of the night, has walked off the
air. There you go.
Nice job, Eric from Cudahy. Outstanding.
Yeah.
All right, report back to us after you go to the game. I want to hear how it was. I want to hear where you sat. Tell Pancake to give you some good seats.
Okay. I didn't know he had that power.
Sure he does.
Have a great holiday weekend there, Eric.
Hang on the line. Let Pancake get all your info for you. Virtual Baseball, sponsored by Siding Unlimited. Siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com. Root, root, by the home team. And if they, I don't win.
festivities continue on this Memorial Day Monday afternoon from Miller Park. Great crowd here. It's going to be a sellout crowd as we honor all of our service people throughout this great land of ours. And we remember those with a moment of silence right now.
One more time before 9 o'clock, let's look at the cars, Deb.
All right, northbound on 41, still seeing a delay with an accident at Burleigh. It's off on the left shoulder, so delays are going back towards Swan Boulevard, so give yourself that extra time. Northbound 43, slowing down from Fond du Lac Avenue up to Keith. Westbound 94, just a quick tap of the brakes right through the stadium interchange, not too bad. And we've got westbound 894 slowing down from about 20th Street all the way to almost Forest Home. That's right through that construction zone. I'm Debbie Lazaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
The Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi.
This is a story that deserves our attention.
Hearing from political experts from across Wisconsin and beyond.
Obviously, like you said, I lean to the left a little bit. This seems like another example of Democrats cleaning up after a mess left by Republicans.
Oh! Judges are confronted with multiple issues in cases. You don't have to decide all of them. You have to decide the critical one that the case really hinges on.
Weekdays from 9 to 10 on WTMJ.
Vince Vitrano for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer a reason to wait if you've been thinking about replacing your windows and doors, because if you order today, you can get 0% interest for up to 48 months. You pay for your project over 4 years and no interest, not a dime. You have only until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it now when it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors. You want to feel good about your choices, and you want to know how this is going to turn out. Is it going to look like we thought it would? Would it maybe make more sense to go with the black frame window this time instead of the white, or white instead of a wood grain? Look, whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century, modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design team works to let you see virtually what your project will look like when it's all said and done. So you'll know what the new windows and patio doors look like in your home before you buy. Vinyl, wood, fiberglass, Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home. 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months if you order by May 31st. Certain restrictions do apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Since 1899, Port Washington State Bank has been dedicated to helping small businesses. I'm James Showalter, president of PWSB and a proud resident of Ozaukee County. For over five generations, we've been helping businesses in southeastern Wisconsin do more. Our commercial lending team takes the time to listen and provide the care you deserve. We're proud to serve this community, and we'd be proud to serve your business. Stop into Port Washington State Bank today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day and explore family-friendly activities. Discover thousands of aircraft and don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. I love those. Back performing this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that will last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. And thanks to Boeing, youth age 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Find furniture for life from Ken Michaels Furniture in Brookfield, Greenfield, or downtown Milwaukee.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Let me get you quickly through the holiday weekend. High of 77 degrees today. Nice day ahead. Tomorrow, we bring in a chance for afternoon showers and storms, and then evening showers and storms. Likely some could be on the strong side with a high of 71. Saturday looks perfect. Low 70s to upper 60s if you're by Lake Michigan. Sunday, they're saying rain likely right now for the holiday weekend at a high of 65. And then Monday, a great chance of showers and a high of 66.
Don't forget, if you missed any portion of the program and Odds are you probably did. You can always text the word Vince, and you can get all the segments are all separated up. Pancake does a great job collating all that stuff for us. 855-616-1620 on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Text the word Vince. We'll send you the link.
And wherever you get your podcast, available as well, there in the car, if you like it like that. You know, we focused a lot on the grilling season and the summer travel and all that stuff. We're coming up on Memorial Day as well, so we'll spend some time on the program tomorrow letting you know of all the area observances going on through the holiday weekend if folks want to do that. Now, some are fairly personal. Maybe you have a member of the armed forces who was killed in the line of duty. Others are just things that are largely open to the public that maybe it's a good idea for you to spend a little bit of time over the holiday weekend doing that. So we'll get to that and much more on tomorrow's show. Thanks for joining us today. WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi is up next. Everything sponsored by COWAL Investment Group. The retirement specialists retire well with COWAL. Let's take the car and save the family.